when I saw the reaction, people were enjoying the videos, this is when I kind of thought, okay, there could be something here. So I don't really imagine this video is going to get 1 million views or, you know, that's never my thought process. This message that living in Germany is kind of like this, you know, it's a good thing. You know, I think maybe some people have this negative predetermined image.
Welcome to the Studentenfutter podcast. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Before we start, we usually, also before you can introduce yourself, we always have 5 icebreaking questions that I wanted to ask you. And the first one is coffee or tea?
Tea.
What a surprise. Stay in or go out?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Stay in or go out?
Stay in.
Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Very good. What's your favorite season?
Summer.
Really?
Even
like a German bold. My favorite one is spring. I always love spring because it's not too warm.
I was thinking of spring. This summer's been really hot, actually. I don't know about this summer.
Yeah, it's horrible. What is your dream travel destination?
I think at the moment it would be Italy.
It's not too far away, actually. Have you ever been?
That's true. I've never been. No. I've always wanted to, yeah.
So maybe for all the listeners who don't know you, could you maybe introduce yourself a little bit?
Yes. So my name is Liam. I'm 27. I'm from England, but I've been living in Germany for the past 9 years. The first 7 years I was playing professional basketball, but the last two I started making content, and now it's my full-time job, just making kind of comedy videos about living in Germany.
Yeah. Very nice. So we actually asked the community, so to say, or our listeners, what they want to hear from you. And I've actually, like, compared to other podcasts, it's actually quite a lot. So the first question that they wanted to ask was, what is your favorite color?
Blue.
Blue.
Always like blue, yeah. Don't know why.
But what kind of blue? Like more like a marine blue?
I think kind of like a dark blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I have kind of things that were like surprising to you, like 3 things you would have been positively surprised with in Germany since living here.
Positively surprised with... Ooh. In a good way? Positively. Yeah, true. I'm trying to think. Positively. I mean, I really like the waste system. I like how clean everything is. Yeah. Everything's much cleaner than in England.
Yeah.
Like the streets are way cleaner. This is a nice positive thing.
That's a nice thing.
Trying to think of another one. I didn't have the expectation that people were unfriendly, but everyone is very friendly, I would say. I think maybe some people have this idea that maybe sometimes they aren't friendly, but I would say people are very friendly here. So
like not the grumpy German people.
No. I mean, of course you find, but in every country you find people like this. It's not just Germany.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah.
So also to the question, or like to your thing saying that it's so clean here, one of the questions was, in which trash bin belongs credit cards?
Oh, that is, I don't think I ever had to throw away a credit card. Oh.
I actually had to Google it too. Like, I didn't know before.
Does that go in a, or do you have to take that to like the Wirtschaftshof and...
Yes. It's true.
Is it correct?
Correct. Like there are 2 different options. So you can either go to the bank and give it there.
Or
to the Wirtschaftshof. That's true. But I even had to Google it, so I'm really impressed.
Wow. Nice. I'll take it.
Now you know. Maybe like later on I will ask a few more from the community questions, but they're kind of like all on one subject, let me say. So you talked about playing basketball. So you played basketball like a couple of years ago, and you moved to Germany also to play it. Like, where does your passion for basketball come from?
Yeah, so I started playing when I was growing up in England in the school. And I, you know, everyone was playing football, the normal thing. And I was quite tall for my age. So I immediately started playing basketball and was quite good because of my height advantage. And I just kept going. And then at 18, I had the chance to move to Germany to play semi-professionally at the time. And yeah, first year was in Munich. And I just kept going, just kept playing. Yeah.
Do you sometimes like think back about it and do you like regret, or not regret, but kind of miss playing it professionally?
Sometimes. I think, but everything's been kind of very fast paced with the content. There's always something to keep me busy. So I don't really look back on it too much. I'm very happy and grateful with how things are going. So I don't really take too much time to regret anything. Yeah.
It's just kind of like a chapter that's closed, kind of.
Yeah. I'm quite like fulfilled with how it went. And yeah. And now the next thing, the next chapter.
In which profession would you think you would work in if it wasn't for content creation?
I probably would do something sport related. So my first idea was to be a personal trainer. That was kind of my first thought, but then somehow I just randomly started posting videos, and then that idea just went out of the window. So it would be something with sport.
Okay. But do you have, like, once you started doing content, was there kind of like a point in your life where you had like this idea in your head and be like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do now? Or was it kind of like gradually Entwicklung?
A development? It was, I think it just gradually took off. The first videos are very spontaneous and random. They weren't planned at all. And then kind of when I saw the reaction, people were enjoying the videos. This is when I kind of thought, okay, there could be something here. And then probably after 2-3 months, I was kind of all in. That's all I wanted to do. So it was kind of a gradual process.
One of our listeners also asked, like, where do you get your inspiration and creativity from? Is it just you, or do you also sometimes ask like family and friends, or where does it come from?
It's mainly me. I honestly try not to ask too many people, because I kind of pride myself on being able to come up with all of these ideas. And I really try not to take too much. Obviously, it's nice to have input, like different sayings, different topics. But the idea itself and how strange it gets, I like to take care of that,
So even like with editing and everything, it's all just like a one-man show, you say?
One-man band.
Very.
But no, that's not true to an extent, because my wife helps a lot.
Yeah.
Behind the camera, she films a lot of the new style of the videos, the POV styles. She's the one behind the camera. She does a little bit of acting as well. She's very involved.
But for her, it's not full time.
No. She just does it because she has to. I force her to.
Very nice. Do you enjoy the German or British culture more?
Probably the German culture.
Really?
Yeah. I always feel out of place when I go back to England. People give me strange looks,
like, what's up with him?
Yeah, why is he not crossing the road when the light's red? Like, there's no cars coming. Like, just go.
I spent a semester abroad, like, in the beginning of the year, and I was in Oxford. And it was really weird. Yeah, and it was really weird just going across the street, and everyone just went, even though it was red. And I was like, it's illegal. I can't cross the street now. It's wrong. But then I kind of got used to it at one point, because, of course, it's easier. But it's so weird, kind of, when you're such in your bubble and you go somewhere else. It's like, how do people live like this?
even like the thing with the bottles, like when I go back to England, I always end up collecting like 10 to 20 bottles in my room, but I can never return them for the fund. So I just end up recycling them in the normal bin.
I really always feel bad when you just throw them away.
Yeah.
You sometimes also like catch yourself saying like really typical German phrases and thinking you're like a typical German person now.
I wouldn't say the phrases. I think more sometimes I've kind of adjusted to how I speak like day to day to try and really simplify how I speak. So sometimes I'll say, something that I don't know, it's not very correct English, but I've tried to like adjust to how it should be said here. I don't know. Sometimes I change the words.
I saw a reel earlier from you where you said like, "We see us," you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like you. Yeah. I do this a lot without knowing it.
When you look at like the people watching your TikToks and your reels, is it normally just like German people watching it or more foreign people? Kind of like a mix?
I think now it's kind of a 50-50 split. A lot of other cultures like watching it to see kind of the difference, I think, and compare it to their own cultures. And I think a lot of people in Germany want to see what I say about the culture and if I'm, you know, being correct or not. So, yeah, I think it's a mix now.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of funny because you aren't German and it's kind of like a foreign person kind of like in Germany making fun of German people. It's kind of like, I see myself in this guy. Like, I feel like even when I talk with other like friends and family, they know you. So you kind of have like an audience. Even my mom knows you. So I feel like that's an accomplishment that my mom knows you.
Reaching the different generations.
It's true. Would you say that there has that something changed since you became like a content creator? Was it like a really big achievement maybe that happened in your life?
Or I don't know. I just think I really like now the difference between basketball. I was always traveling and I was away from home a lot, away from my wife. And now with this, I work on my own time. I work a lot, which is bad. I kind of don't stop. But I get to stay at home with my wife the whole time, you know, so we can go through this journey together. I think that's the biggest thing I've taken from the content creation, that I've just been able to be with my wife, my family a bit more. Yeah.
Do you have like any milestones that you want to reach or like, do you set yourself goals before you do any content?
Not really. The main thing in mind is, I try and put myself in the consumer's shoes. What people want to see, kind of what has worked before, but then I want to take it and improve it.
Yeah.
I always kind of want to evolve the content. So I don't really imagine this video is going to get 1 million views or, that's never my thought process. It used to be in the beginning, I used to get really caught up in the views, but now I put all of that aside and, just try and make the best content possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gives you like more of a freeing feeling also like when you kind of have this all in your head and just like, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And maybe people love it, maybe they don't.
Yeah.
At least like a really healthy kind of like mindset towards it. I feel like some people might not even kind of reach that point of like having that healthy mindset.
Yeah, I mean, it's taken 2.5 years really to get to it. The first 2 or 1.5 years, I'd always check the performance like an hour after posting and I'd be like, oh, it's not reaching the usual amount of views or likes, it really played in my head. And then this would affect my process going into the next video, thinking, okay, I have to remake this video because it performed well, kind of. It would really change how I thought. But now I don't check the performance as much.
Yeah.
I check the comments to kind of gauge how people received it.
Yeah.
But I really don't focus on kind of the numbers anymore. It did take a while to get to this mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you kind of sometimes invest a little bit more, like to reach a point where people are more engaging, or that you maybe like comment or like more people's pictures and videos or something like that? Or was it kind of just waiting for people to have like to comment on your reels, let me say?
Yeah, I honestly just waiting.
Very good.
I think in the beginning, maybe I think trying to comment is a good thing to kind of engage with people. Even now I don't really comment as much, but I really pick out a few comments that I like, and I'll give it a like, I'll give it a heart. Yeah. I kind of like this mysterious vibe, and I try not to give too much away.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Really, but still approachable, but not yes. too much.
Yeah.
My another question also for like content creation and kind of growing, let me say, on Instagram is, do you have any advice that you would give people who want to start out on social media?
Yeah, I mean, just try and find something that you're passionate about. And I would say in the beginning, try not to chase the viral video or the viral, because you could get trapped into doing something that you don't want to long term.
Yeah.
So really think about what you can see yourself doing for, you know, a few years, and just focus on that. And yeah, really try not to let people get into your head, you know, comments or just put content out that you want to make at the end of the day. Otherwise, there's no point doing it.
Yeah. Also content you want to watch as well.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Do you have your like different series, like for instance, like in Germany we don't say, or kind of like How I Got Germanized, these kind of things. Do you still like remember when when like in Germany we don't say was still kind of small, like how the idea came out, and that you kind of was like, I'm gonna put a series, or like make a series into this?
Yeah, so for that series, that is when I quit playing basketball. And I just moved back to Germany because my last team was in England. Yeah. I quit my job halfway through the season, and I was like, okay, this is serious now. I need to find a format where I can consistently reinvent it, make it fresh every time. And I was just trying to think, I'd seen the In Germany We Don't Say phrase before on the internet, like in picture format, not as a video. I think a few people have done it before as a video, but like a series where you're consistent, and I hadn't seen that before, and I just thought it matches what I'm trying to do perfectly. I'm trying to show the difference between the British and German culture, and that was like the perfect format for it. So I gave it a go one day when I was walking the dogs in the woods, and it performed quite well.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just kept coming up with different topics for each video.
Yeah.
And it just kind of caught on. That's all I did for like the first 2 months when that series came out. I only made those videos. And then it got to a point where I was running out of ideas, and I wanted to kind of mix in the other formats. And yeah, so now I just kind of throw it in every now and then to mix it up. Yeah.
Kind of keep the brand. I mean, it's like it's in your Instagram bio, so you kind of have to keep it.
It's just I kind of, when the inspiration comes, I will do it, but I'm not going to force it anymore. That's what I did when I first started doing those videos. I feel like I was forcing a lot of them. So yeah, now it's very natural, but that not as often. It's a kind of a surprise when they come now.
Maybe I will like continue with a different question, because one of the community questions was actually to tell us from your time in Ursprung.
Where?
I don't know if it was a typo, because I thought, like, I googled it and I saw it was like a basketball team, so I was like, was it a team?
Oh.
Was it Ursprung? So that kind of like an origin.
Yeah.
So I think we should go with origin probably. So tell us from your time, like from your origin, maybe like in England.
Okay.
How was it?
So I was born in Kent, in England. That's southeast England. Yeah, I mean, not the best town I lived in, but I was born in a town called Chatham, and it's okay. It's okay. My family now lives in a town called Sittingbourne.
Yeah.
But it's also not the nicest place to look at.
No.
I don't know. But upbringing was good. Upbringing was good. Had some struggles before I left to Germany. But yeah, now I kind of visit them every, 2 times a year back in Kent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I try and go back as much as I can.
So your family still lives in Kent?
Yep.
One question I actually had was, like, how does your family feel about your job? And do they understand your job?
Oh, it's a tough question. I think, so in the beginning, I didn't tell anyone. Yeah. Only my wife knew about it. And my dad kind of found out 6 months into me making the videos. He just saw one of them pop up on his feed. And
that's my son.
Yeah. He was like, what are you doing now? Like,
what is
this? He's like, you're still doing basketball? Like, is everything okay? And I kind of told him, like, yes, this is just something I'm doing besides basketball for fun. And he's like, okay. And then when I told him I'd quit, I think that was a bit of a shock to him, because I'd been training ever since I was 12 to kind of become this professional basketball player. And it was a bit of a shock, but you know, he's always believed in me. So he was the one who actually pushed me to move to Germany in the first place. I wanted to go to university in England.
Yeah.
And he thought moving away to Germany would kind of give me more life experience, would put me out there more. And yeah, he was the really kind of a driving force to why I'm even here in the first place.
Has he been to Germany before, or was it just kind of like, just go and kind of see the country, get the experience?
Yeah, so my first time in Germany was in Munich, but I knew I was going to sign with the team. So it was because of basketball. I'd never been to Germany before.
So you kind of blindly moved to Germany?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about Germany, really.
Crazy. Yeah. Do you have like a favorite city in Germany? One TikTok you said Frankfurt Hauptbahnhof, but obviously obviously that's a joke.
Yeah. It's funny, a lot of people think I actually live in Frankfurt because of all the memes.
Yeah. I was like, I know he lives in the south, I think. Because of the mountains, but I don't think it's actually.
I really like Dresden. I like, that's a nice city. Hamburg's very nice. I like.
I'm from Hamburg.
Okay.
Well, nice. Not from Hamburg, but I live in Hamburg. It's like chosen city.
I think I do like Munich. I think I like Munich. It's probably up there in my top five. Berlin's probably not up there for me.
It's a crazy world. Like last 5 years have been just crazy. Let me say, just a different world that you have to be in kind of to feel the vibe.
People always say it's like it's not really part like the German experience when you go to Berlin. It's a different world.
But I feel like a lot of the videos, at least I see when I show them to like friends from Berlin, they always say like it's 100% true, like there's just no lie.
And a few moments later,
do you kind of have any goals? Like I know I asked something similar like a little bit earlier, but do you have any goals of kind of expanding your content to like other countries, so to say, or like not just talking about German people but also talking about like other like European cities?
I probably wouldn't, at least for the next couple of years, just because, you know, I live kind of this, the content, you know, the British German thing, you know, it relates to me. I don't want to kind of talk about something. I probably wouldn't try and talk too much about other cultures until, yeah, I've either lived there for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, it's recording now. Okay. So, yeah. Do you kind of want to expand into like other countries, talking about other nationalities, or just keep it in German?
I think I would probably stick to what I'm doing for the next kind of few years, just because it's, you know, I've lived it, you know, kind of this British-German connection.
Yeah.
I think I would only talk about other nationalities when I've kind of fully immersed myself in that, so that I could, you know, be as accurate as possible, be as funny as possible. You know, I just don't think I have enough knowledge from the other nationalities to just kind of change it. So I probably would stick with what I'm doing and just try and evolve that as far as possible. Yeah.
I mean, like, you do, like, you have a few reels where you just have like small instances with, you know, like the French or the Italian, you know, like those characters. It's just very small, and it's kind of like with the topic and everything. Would you could you imagine being like, let me say, like dramatically speaking, 40 or 50, 60, and still doing Instagram if it's still in, so to say? So if it's still going, nothing really changed, or you still be doing it?
Honestly, I don't know if I could say that. I think the next step for me is kind of long form content. You know, longer videos, YouTube, hopefully one day on TV. So hopefully by then, kind of the social media stuff isn't as kind of my main focus. It's more on the longer stuff. I mean, I don't know, by 40, I don't know if I've got that much content.
There
probably is, because, you know, there's things, you know, it's always happening. Things in the news, like, you can always cover. There's always something out there to cover. And I'd be older, so I'd have a different perspective on things. You know, maybe when I get to 70, I can actually play this old character that I've been doing the videos. So I could just return as the old man in real life. I don't know.
Like a remake. Me 50 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
But did you have like a dream job when you were little? Was it also like in the media criteria? Because you said that you would have done sports if it wasn't for content creation. And like, when you kind of compare it to what you would think now versus when you were younger.
Yeah, I would never have thought this would happen. I kind of have always been a bit goofy, but usually only with people that I'm very close with. It takes me a while to kind of warm up to people and kind of show my goofy side. So people were really kind of shocked when they saw the videos in the beginning. Because I was like, that's not Liam at all. He's so serious. Like, what's happened to him?
Yeah.
Like, but people who, like my wife and my friends back home, they always knew I had this, you know, this weird sense of humor.
Did you kind of like also had to train to kind of master the German accent? Because I feel like you do pretty well, but was it kind of like a natural thing that comes easy to you? Or did you really have to think like, okay, how would I say that? Or like ask maybe your wife, like, how would a German person say that?
I kind of just practiced it over the last 2 years. When I watched back some of my old videos, I was like, that was terrible. That accent was awful. So it's kind of just been a ongoing process. I've never really sat down and just been like repeating words to myself. I've just kind of gradually got better, or tried to improve it as the videos have gone on.
Did you I know I asked like earlier like three of the positive things that you experienced when you came to Germany. Do you also have like any negative experiences when you came here?
The problem is I never worked in England, so I've only worked in Germany. So there's been a lot of paperwork and, Yeah, that's probably all the biggest headache I have today is probably all the paperwork.
Okay.
Yeah. What else? Negative experience. The shops closed on Sunday was a bit of a shock to me. I don't know why I didn't know it coming to Germany.
Yeah.
But I tried to go to the shop my first Sunday here. Yeah. And my roommates it was a joke because I had two German roommates. Yeah. So they were like, yeah, you go do that.
Go ahead, yeah.
And then I kind of came back to the apartment and they were looking at me from the window and they were just laughing at me on my walk of shame back.
Why were you lying to me? but at least I feel like you have to be also like goofy. At least I feel like when I would have foreign friends coming here, I would probably
do the same. Oh, 100%. I would 100% do the same now. Yeah.
Do you have like any, when you think about like doing the content that you do, would you kind of also think like, okay, do I want to put out a message or is it just kind of just for comedy or do you want to do something a bit more? I don't want to say meaningful because I feel like your content is still meaningful because it makes people laugh, you know, but kind of with like a deeper meaning. Yeah. Kind of.
No, that's a really good question actually, because I've been thinking about it the last few months. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, a lot of people message saying that they kind of learned some of the language through the videos. It's kind of brought them closer together. Like the other week, a German husband and his American wife messaged saying that the videos have brought them closer together. Like they just, yeah. So I don't know, moving forward, just kind of this message that living in Germany is kind of like this, you know, it's a good thing. You know, I think maybe some people have this negative predetermined image sometimes, and just that kind of I've grown as a man in Germany, like it's helped me kind of develop, and yeah, just I don't see why it couldn't for others as well. So yeah, definitely want to kind of portray this positive image of Germany as well going forward.
Since you came here quite early, or like since you were 18, would you still say that when you compare like your upbringing to, let's say, like the upbringing of your wife, do you also feel like you sometimes still have these moments where like, why are you doing this? Like, or like these little things that you sometimes do in life where it's just like, for her, maybe like typically German, for you, typically British, that kind of get smushed together.
I'm trying to think. I mean, the first one in the beginning was probably the windows, like with the Stoßlüften. That was probably one of the biggest things in the beginning.
Yeah.
Why are you opening all the windows? Because, like, honestly, no one does that in England. No one ever. I don't know anyone who does that.
And also, the windows, they don't really open that much.
At least exactly.
The information that I had, the window was just like opening like this. I was like, what the fuck is this? Nothing for Stoßlüften.
But it's like now I'd be the one getting up and opening the windows and like kind of being very picky about separating the rubbish, you know, like with envelopes, like taking the plastic bit out of the envelope and little things like this that I've picked up on now anyway.
In a good way, obviously.
Yeah.
Even though we had some electronic difficulties, let me say, we are slowly coming to the end of the podcast. And I usually have like two last questions. Is the first one being like, do you have any advice for Gen Z moving forward? Not maybe just Gen Z, but what advice would you give maybe also to your younger self?
Maybe just not to feel pressure to kind of, you know, be like someone else, just kind of follow your own path. When I was younger, I always thought I had to, you know, I had to follow in the same path as, you know, these players above me. I had to be on this team by this age. I kind of had to be at this team at this age. Like, I don't know. I just think everyone has a different path and, just kind of try not to be as influenced as much as possible by others around you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What you should do. Yeah.
Just kind of following your own destiny. Kind
yes.
of.
Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe like as the last question, do you have anything left, like maybe from this podcast or something that's in your mind that you want to say to the listeners? Yeah, just anything, a joke or just something that comes to mind.
I mean, just kind of maybe an announcement. No, it's not an announcement, mm-hmm. but we are also, me and my wife are going to make a podcast soon.
Oh, cool.
So if, yeah, that will be announced soon on my socials. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is interested.
Definitely.
yes, nice. We'll be starting that very soon. Yeah. Just talking about our experiences.
You have to send the link and then we would definitely listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll definitely put something out when it's ready. Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, thank you for coming to today's podcast. Thank you that you were here today. Thank you for taking the time and yes.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.